It's on. It is ready to go. On Sunday, Luke asked me to teach in here, and I just said yes, with short notice and with a lot going on. It was easy, but at the time, I didn't know what I wanted to say or what I was even going to teach on or talk about, and God provided. So, some of you may know, me and Kendra have had a lot going on the last couple of weeks. We put an offer in on a house and we got it. But we've kept that pretty tight-lipped. But then, as the days go by, people around us start to know about it, and are like, "Oh, I heard you guys are buying a house." And we're like, "Well, how do you know?"
That one doctor.
Yeah. No, it's not, I'm not pointing anybody out or calling me out. It's not a big deal. Yeah. Okay. But it's not a bad thing. All right. So I figured out that you guys, most of you or whatever, have a chat. You guys talk to each other. So the word of us buying a house traveled from one person to the next person, and eventually it made its way around. Within like a day. Yeah. You're good. So, in that, I just had a talk with my son, and about the impact or the importance of, like, knowing when to say something, or choosing when to say something, or how you say it, or, you know, because word gets around fast. Somebody finding out about something, like, in the wrong avenue or the wrong way, like, you don't know what the impact of that could be. So today, it's kind of where I'm going with what I want to talk about. Zevin. It's Zevin. He got a big mouth. If anybody didn't know already. So the impact that our word can have, it's, massive, and it's more than just saying the word, like saying our words. Like now you guys communicate via text or via memes. You can have a whole conversation and not even say a word. It can be reels and shorts, and you get your point across. So, well, obviously, that word, our word, has a massive impact. And that was kind of where my mind was going. So I was like, as a parent, it's easy for me to tell, like, it's easy for us to tell our kids, like, don't do this because this is what's going to happen, or don't do this, you know, because we've experienced or we've been there. So it's easy for us to teach on that, but like, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, what does the Bible say about, like, our word and, like, how our word affects people or the impacts that our word has? And we were at youth camp. I was reading in James, and I was just reading through it and reading through it and reading through it, and that's the first thing that kind of popped in my head, and that's kind of where I'm going to start. So we're going to go to James 3. When you're there, you can raise your hand. And when we get to James 3, we are going to be in verse 5. And we can read more of this, but I just want to focus kind of on this verse. Go ahead, Brendan.
Even so, the song is a little measure and boasts in great things. Behold how great the matter of little part.
Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Our tongue, our mouth, it's just a little part of our body. But with our mouth, we can do big, big things. You can just change the whole, like, conversation, the whole demeanor of a conversation by just one word, or your tone of voice, how you present your words. You literally can make somebody's day or just ruin somebody's day. We're going to flip just one page over, and we're going to look at verse 10. And when you're there, if you want to read it, raise your hand besides Brendan. Go ahead, Oliver. Yep. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. That basically what we just talked about. I mean, you can say good things, and you can say bad things out of your mouth. And obviously, you get to choose what you say and how you're saying them. And it says, like, some of these things ought not so to be. Like, you get to choose what you say. So hopefully you would choose what you're saying properly. In studying this out, you know, it kind of took me back to Proverbs, and we're going to go back to Proverbs, and we're going to... You just found James just now, man? Man, we need to do... What? The back of the book? What? Okay. New rule. If you've got one of the church Bibles, and if you get to where we're going...
Well,
just give somebody kind of a general page number, and then that should put you in the same vicinity.
I'm trying to find James, and it says James is on page 237.
In the New Testament, not the Old Testament.
There is only one.
Okay, hey. Proverbs 16.
Nice.
Sorry. Proverbs 16, please. We're going to bounce around. I just kind of studied out what I was trying to say, so I'm just trying to pull verses that brought me to the top, to where I'm trying to go with this. So Proverbs 16 in the church Bible, it's on page 900. Philip is there, verse 27. Sorry.
An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire.
In his lips is a burning fire. And I'm just using these, like, to contrast each other. And we can just look back at, chapter 15 and verse 1. And somebody can just read that when they get there.
Proverbs?
Yeah, Proverbs 15, verse 1.
That's
no, just go ahead, Audrey.
Stop
anger. Yes, what you can see here, it says, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. People of the world, I mean, would use their words. I mean, an ungodly man, they're going to use their words to bring you down. If they're having a bad day, they're going to make sure you're having a bad day. What they say can literally, it says, dig up, and in his lips there is a burning fire. Like, they can just set a whole situation on fire in an instant. And then we look at in verse 15, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. So like when I was saying your tone of voice and how you present yourself or how you present what you're trying to say, like if you say something in a soft manner, or if you're talking to somebody pleasantly, just casually, you know, and you're not cussing or saying mean things, and you're just, that usually you can tell from that, just their demeanor and how they're saying things, that it's a good situation. You're probably having a good conversation. But you guys can be walking through the hallway and you can tell, like, when, like, you know, oh man, something's going on over there. People look flustered and you can tell that they're exchanging words. Their face might be flushed. You can tell that whatever's coming out of their mouth is probably not pleasant. That situation is probably not a great situation. There's probably, grievous words being said, and then somebody's probably getting angry. Again, we get to choose the words that we are, we're putting out there. It led me to Proverbs, chapter 4. And then, verse 24. And I had to dig into this a little bit more, but, when you get there, just... Proverbs 4, verse 24. Go ahead, Bryson.
Put away from thee a forward mouth, and a perverse lips put froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee.
Yeah, put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far away from thee. Like, you get to choose what you say. So the words that you come out of your mouth, obviously, if you don't think they're right, you know they're not right. You shouldn't be saying them. This is more than just the words. Like, I mean, videos and reels that you watch, you kind of speak through those too. So the things that you're putting out there, sometimes, you know, I'm the one that can say the same. I see videos, I'm like, oh, this is hilarious, I gotta share it. And then I think about it, I'm like, oh man, I don't know if that's really good for me to share that. But it was funny, you know. So you have to think beyond, in today's society, the things that you say or the things that you do and share. Cause, like, you know, is that what we want to be saying? The word, you said forward, you know, froward. I had to look it up, you know, I Googled it. forward is willful and disobedient. That was the definition I found. It's like knowing and being willing, yet still being a disobedient. Like, you guys are here on Wednesdays. A lot of you are here on Sundays, too. You guys are knowing of the Word. So when you leave here, you get to make a decision. And you get to choose whether or not you want to be disobedient or not. The example is like, it's like a dog that comes when you call it. You know, come here, boy. But then you tell him to sit, and he just runs away. You know, like your dog, come here, you know. It listens to you, willingly came, because maybe it thought it was going to get a treat or whatever. But as soon as it gets there, it's like, gone. You know, sit, stay. Gone. So this is what, like, some of the stuff that, like, our words, some of the actions, how we use our word, can have negative effects, or like the, I guess I'm trying to present like the magnitude that our words might have. When I was talking to my wife about this, it's more than just saying the words. It is not saying the words sometimes. Like, if you know somebody's struggling or dealing with something, and you choose to just omit or not use your words, not say anything, like, I'm just going to brush it off, or I'll deal with it later because it's a sticky situation. Like, that's also, your words are not having an impact there, where you probably could have an impact. So again, you got to think about what you're doing. So if we know that these things, if we know that the Bible says this, this is what the Bible tells us about, like, our words and the impact it can have. It can stir up fire. It can calm situations. It can totally turn a situation from good to bad. Then how should we be using our words? And a couple weeks ago, Luke took us to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4. This should be familiar because I feel like we just talked about it not very long ago. I want to say it's Luke. If I'm speaking wrong, I know we were on this topic not long ago. So Timothy chapter 4. What? Fur? Full? Full? What? My bad. Verse 12.
First Timothy.
Huh? First Timothy. My bad. First Timothy. We were just talking about this because it pertains to you guys. We were talking about the youth. Whoever, Elena, you were there? What? Hold on. First off, what page? 1587. Old Testament. Timothy. 4. New Testament. Sorry.
Chapter
old three. Should be after. Yeah.
Old and new is not chapter.
Chapter 4. You said page. Chapter 4. Sorry. My bad, Micah. Chapter 4, verse 12. Elena is going to read it. Okay? Go ahead, Elena. Quit pestering, please. I mean, I'm sure all of you are there, but I'll read it louder because she didn't read it real loud. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Your words and your actions should be an example of who you are. When you're around others, you should be taking that time to invest what you know, or using your words and your knowledge to be an example, to build the people around you up. Same goes for us, everybody, all of us. It's not just the youth, but you guys are the youth, so I'm speaking to you. Hallie, quit checking around. So let no man despise thy youth. Be an example of the believers. If you're saved, you should be an example. How you carry yourself, your actions, your words. I mean, that's like your... We did this, like a year ago or so. We talked about some of our testimonies and stuff. Like, it's part of your testimony. So if you know better, then you should be better. So back to Proverbs we go. Chapter 12. Sorry. There's a lot about our words. My bad, dude. I'm free-flowing here. All this is just literally thoughts on a paper. I was trying to get out to you guys how it's coming across in my head. I'm doing my best here. Proverbs 12. Verse 15. On it. Hold it. Wait, Colton, you are there. Send it, dude.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he she that hearkeneth unto counsel of wise.
The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. So hearken, I'm like, what does hearken mean? You know, maybe you guys don't know. Hearken is to listen or to give respectful attention. When you guys are here on Wednesdays and on Sundays, you should be listening, and you should be giving respectful attention to what Luke is teaching, what anybody is investing their time into you guys is saying. And also in that verse, it says, but he that hearken unto counsel is wise. So like you can also surrounding yourself with people that are dim-witted. I say dim-witted, people that you know just you shouldn't be hanging out with. When you surround yourself with them, you're going to start to act like them. You're going to start to do the things that they do. So I mean, you should try to surround yourself with people that are good examples. That's kind of redundant. We talk about it a lot, but you should be trying to surround yourself with good examples. I mean, being around somebody that might be more knowledgeable than you in a certain situation is not a bad thing. Like with sports and anything that you do, being around somebody that maybe is like better than you at something, like it makes you want to strive to do better. Being around somebody that's like a good example, it does. It makes you want to, you just strive to be better. You'll learn that as you progress through high school and through life. Like the friends that you choose, you'll just see that some of them, they just don't care. They don't care about classes. They don't care about anything. They're just getting by. And if you choose to hang out with them, you're gonna fall right into that. You're just gonna start doing what they do. We're just getting by, having a good time, but, you got somebody who's striving to get good grades, you know, they're like, man, this person's a straight A student, this is a good person. It's not always easy being a good person, but man, I would like to try to be more like them. Not a popularity thing. I'm not saying to hang out with somebody because they're cool, because that has nothing in retrospect. It means nothing. Somebody that's cool in high school might not be cool when you guys are out of high school. It's just a season of life that you're in. You can tell. I'm sure a lot of you guys are good judges of character. I would hope so. You can tell when somebody is not somebody that you should be seeking counsel with. So surround yourself with somebody, all somebodies, lots of somebodies that are good counsel. And then again, in Proverbs, because there's a lot right in here about contrasting. We're going to go to 16, and it's right by where we were just at. So I'm sorry not to tell you to hold the spot, but I'm bouncing around here. We read 27 a little bit ago, but we're going to read just a little bit up from that, verse 24 in chapter 16 of Proverbs. Go ahead, Brendan, send it.
Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones.
Pleasant words are as a honeycomb and sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Your words. Coming in and saying hi to somebody at school, or just something kind, like that could literally brighten up their whole day. Somebody could be having a crappy morning, the worst day ever, everything has gone wrong, and it might even be somebody you know, but just saying something nice to them, like, hey man, nice shirt, I like it, whatever, it doesn't have to be, just something nice and pleasant, like your words are sweet as a honeycomb, health to the bones. You don't know what the people around you are going through. Don't ever assume you know what anybody's situation is. You don't know. Most people won't tell you when they're struggling. But if you choose to continuously just put out good, say good things, be nice, say nice things, your words can be health to the bones. Like, just by saying nice things to somebody, you can literally make their whole day better. You can make everything better. That time that they spend around you at school, at church, whatever the situation might be the best part of their day. They might have to go home and just be right back into the suck, the struggle. So your words have an impact, a massive impact. And how you put them out, how you get to say them, is huge. You might take it for granted, like having a voice, having a group chat, having the ability to look at reels and all of that. You might take it for granted, but the communication, the way we us being able to get our words out now is like tenfold from what we were used to as kids in just 15 years. In your guys' lifetime, just communication, the ability to do so has gone insanely above and beyond what I could have probably thought about when I was just a couple years younger than you guys. Like, cell phones were not a thing. People had to call pagers and beep somebody, and they're like, oh, this person's calling me. And you had to find a pay phone to call,
wait a minute, to call them.
I'm not going back to pin and a rock and chisel, I mean.
No, I'm not
that old. Yeah, I'm just messing.
Pay phones. You used to carry quarters.
Yeah. You had to find a phone. You really had to find a phone. They're not even around anymore. We carry them around today, and we had to find phones. You guys can shoot a text to your friends. We had to write a note, and then that same note would get passed around. It'd be like a conversation on a piece of paper, and it'd go from like three different classes, you know. You just hope the teacher doesn't catch you sliding it to your buddy or whatever, you know. You're just having a conversation. You guys just, you gotta look at your phone. So the word, all words have, the amount or the capabilities we have to communicate has gone crazy. Crazy in that amount of time. Do what? In some ways, our generation probably had it easier, definitely. Funner is a word, I guess. We just made it one.
Having Riz.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have memes to just brighten our time while we were going to the bathroom, you know? We didn't have reels to just scroll through when we were bored. We actually had to do chores and watch TV and find something fun to do outside. Right? Gross.
I don't get paid.
All right. Let's get back on track. So our words, they have a big impact. And obviously, today's day and age, words get around a lot faster. That's where I'm going with this. So if, we're going to go to Psalms now. 19. I told you there's going to be a lot of turning, man. But I'm just, I'm looking around. Psalms 19. It's just flip back a couple pages, or four, you know, back to from where you were. 14. Yes, you can read it. Can you tell us what page we're on first? 795. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in the sight of the Lord, of my Lord, in the sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. That hits heavy for me. I mean, for all of you probably, but if what you're saying and doing, your actions, do you think what you're doing is acceptable in the sight of our Lord? Do you think what you're saying, would you say that in front of God? Would you talk like that in front of God? Would you be like that in front of God? If you sat and thought about some of the conversations you have, a lot of us would probably be like, you know, sorry, my bad. What? Yeah, he's with me. He's saying the same thing. His words. He hasn't got his words yet, but he still has a lot to say. Just like you guys. You have your words. He's just trying to figure out how he wants to use his. So if you're not going to say or send things, you know, if you're going to send a reel to your friends, but you're not going to send it to Jesus or God, should you send it? Obviously, that's just an easy, simple question. You just think about it. Huh?
Have you seen social media lately?
I have seen social media. This is me talking to everybody, because I said this to my son and then I kind of felt convicted. I had this conversation with him and I'm like, man, I'm just trying to be a parent. I'm trying to tell him. So then I'm like, well, what does the Bible say about the impact our words have? Our words and how we use them. Okay? Our words and our actions should be a reflection of us. Our words and our actions should be a reflection of who we are. If someone is saved, generally the actions will show in something. You can just tell something's different. If you are around somebody that has been saved, that knows Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you just know that they're different. I mean, I'm around people all the time. I got to talk to customers. I got to talk to all kinds of people. After just a couple conversations with the person, you can kind of tell what you can and can't say around them. You can kind of tell, for me as an adult in the world, people use cuss words like it's just part of a conversation. They use them all the time. I don't even know why. In 95% of situations, about 100% of situations, you don't have to use a cuss word at all. You can say anything but what you're trying to say, and your point still gets across the same. But for whatever reason, the cuss word, they have to say the cuss word just because. Well, after a handful of conversations with a person, most of them can tell that I don't cuss. I've never said a cuss word around them. So I notice it. They're not cussing as much around me. They're not using cuss words as much. Like, their demeanor has changed, the way that they can just tell something's different. They just know that that's not who I am. So they just choose to not do that around me. And I'm appreciative of that. Very, very much so. So your actions, what you say, what you do, that's a reflection of you, the person that you are. Like we were just talking about a little bit ago, you get to choose. You get to choose who you want to be. You get to choose, like, what you say to somebody. You don't know the impact. You don't know how long a word that you say to somebody will impact them, how long it will last in their life. I can remember things I said to people when I was in high school to this day. I can remember where I was standing, and now I look back at it, I'm like, I wish I could go back and apologize to them at that moment in time. Like, I can sit here right now and literally, I can, things that I'm not proud of that I've said to people, that I'm just like, I, now as a parent, like, thinking about if my kid were to come home and tell me, like, that some kid said what I said to this person, like, I would be devastated. I'd want to go to school and I'd want to stick up for my kid. I'd want to punch the kid in the head. I can't do that, but that's what I would want to do. Yeah, no. But this is what I'm saying. I don't know what those people were going through at home. And I don't know what the impact my words had on them and their life and what they were going through in that time. I don't know what my words did to them. But I know I'm 35 years old now, and I know as an adult that I think about my kids and how I treated kids, some of the kids I went to school with, and I'm like, I pray that nobody talks to my kids like I talk to kids. And so those words, my words that I chose to use, they have an impact. They had an impact on me. I don't know what the impact was on them, but I know that they impacted me. And I pray, I mean, I'm going to have to answer for those at some point in time, which gets me to where I'm trying to finish up. We're going to go to Matthew. Some of this should be familiar. Matthew 12. Matthew 12, verse 33. Everybody get there. If you got a new Bible, what page? Matthew 12, verse 33. I got a study Bible, so the caption for these verses we're about to read is called Destiny in Words. What? You want to read it? We're going to read more than one verse, though, before you know, you're signing up. We're reading all the way to 37. It's just a short little passage. And this is God speaking, or Jesus speaking here. Hold on, Matthew 12. Hold on. 33, and we're going to read all the way through 37. And in my study Bible, it says Destiny in Words. Who's reading it? You, Jasmine? We're all friends here. They're words. They're your words. Well, the Bible's words, but you're reading them. You're fine. That's cool. You don't have to be fast. Actually, I don't even know if I'm short on time, I might actually be going good with a slow reader, you know? No, you're good. You're perfectly fine.
Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. Even raising the vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof of the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
So I was thinking about the impact of our words, and this is where I ended up. I mean, I don't know if any of you were paying attention to what you read. I hope you were. Pretty heavy. When I said, like, we're going to have to answer for our words. Thereof, in the day of judgment, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. You get to choose what you say. You guys get to choose what you send. It's your voice. You get to choose how you want to use it. You get to choose whether or not you want to bring somebody up or put somebody down. You get to choose how you say what you have to say. Now, if you're saved, you're going to have to answer for that. no matter what, at some point in time. It all comes full circle. So as a parent, when I was talking to Brendan and I'm thinking about like what the impact, you know, how fast, you know, just the impact of our word, this is heavier than I thought it would be for me, but like, you guys just gonna choose who you want to be at school, at church, yeah, every day. Hopefully all of you are choosing to lift somebody up. Hopefully you're choosing words that will make somebody's, you know, that will be honey, sweet honey to somebody, that will health to their bones, you know. And if you're not, I don't know, take some time, I guess, to reflect internally or whatever. I just hope and pray that all of you, you know, before you say things, I know, think before you speak. I'm pretty sure all of you have heard that, but just think before you speak. Think about how you want to say what you got to say, tone of voice, how you're going to say it. Think about little things that not even I thought about, but like, think about what you're sending people. Reels, funny videos, all of that. You know, it harmless at the end of the day, a lot of it. But I don't know. Do you need to? So that's it. That's all I got. That's the impact of our words. yeah. So, who wants to pray before we get out of here? Ayla? Pray, right?
I'll pray it out.
Yeah, pray it out, dude.
Let's go to the Lord, everyone. Hey,
last three. Nope.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for just allowing Nick to be the vessel of honor and just allow your word to flow through him today. Lord, we have some busy week and a lot of things going on, Lord, so just be with us as we go forward with the rest of the week with everything. And we look forward to gathering again on Sunday. We do this all in your great holy name. Amen.
Amen.